Joining me now is the founder of Marshall Plan for Moms and Girls Who Code, Reshma Sojani. Reshma, good to see you as always. So talk to me about some of these findings now that things are starting to open up a little bit and working moms are slowly making their way back to the office. What are some of their greatest needs from the government?
Yeah, you know, we did a bipartisan poll because we wanted to, as Congress is so partisan right now, you know, we believe that mothers on both sides of the aisle just want Congress to get something done. And this poll found that that's exactly right. You know, 2/3 of moms said that they thought that the government wasn't doing enough to support them. 3/4 of moms said that they support the policies in the Marshall Plan, which means that they support affordable childcare, paid leave, pay equity, opening up the schools safely. And most importantly, or most interestingly, 73% of moms said that they would support a candidate of an opposite party if they supported core parent issues. So that just proves that moms are ready to vote with their feet. And that as there's all this mess happening in Washington right now, moms just want their political leaders to get something done.
Yeah, and I think that goes beyond mothers. It's fathers. It's everybody just wants, you know, lawmakers to be able to get something done. So let's talk about specifics. What are these bipartisan moms asking for specifically of lawmakers?
Well, I think that there's this huge support of passing paid leave once and for all. As you know, the United States is one of the only few industrialized nations that don't provide paid leave. And so moms are saying, get it done. The second thing that really came out in the poll was affordable childcare. Look, you know, moms, 1.8 million moms have still not returned back to the workforce. And every study has shown that that's because childcare still remains unaffordable. Half of our childcare centers are shut down. So if you don't have someone to take care of your kids, there's no way that you can return back to normal. And as the private sector is like decrying the fact that there's labor market shortages, they're not looking at their employees, moms that are ready to go back to work and thinking about what are the solutions that we can actually offer to help make that happen. And so Congress right now is debating, you know, the Build Back Better plan, which includes a plan to help make childcare more affordable. And so it's a no-brainer. We should pass that bill and get that done.
We know, you know, we've talked a lot here about how women were disproportionately impacted by the pandemic. So many working moms left the workforce and still have not returned because of the pandemic, mostly because of childcare issues. What is there in the reconciliation bill right now that would help alleviate some of that for working mothers?
Well, I think most moms, when you talk to them, they'll say, well, my childcare is, you know, it's too expensive. And I just don't make enough money to be able to afford it. And so, you know, the bill would actually, you know, put a ceiling, you know, on that. Secondly, you know, 50% of childcare centers are shut down because they lost workers. And so we need to bail out, you know, childcare. We actually spent more money bailing out Delta Airlines. And it's the exact same amount we could have spent to bail out the childcare industry. That doesn't make sense. You know, and finally, you know, childcare workers have never been paid what they should. You know, you make more as a parking lot attendant than you do as a childcare worker. We care more about keeping our cars safe than keeping our children safe. And so the bill in Washington would finally rectify that, you know, and give childcare workers a living wage. And why that's so important is that values the fact that the care work that we want mothers to do, caretakers to do, that's important. And we're going to value that financially. So it's sending the right message once and for all. You know, one of the things that I find so fascinating is, you know, if we had a problem funding our schools, we would be having a zero debate about whether we should be funding K-12 education. Studies have shown that the first 4 years of life are critical. Childcare, you know, and childcare support should be just as critical as public education. It's one of the same sides of the coin.